We were carrying signs, boycott grapes, boycott, and then people would walk in and say, please, can you help us by not purchasing these two products? That our people are working in the fields, they're being treated unfairly, they live in terrible conditions, they're having to work in areas where their pesticides are just being sprayed around them, on them, and so the health conditions are just as bad. We need your support to help us make a change of their life. And you can do it by not buying these products. And so it was just, and some people would say, you know, we support you, we're gonna do this. Others like till today, you know, why don't you go back to where you came from? We're gonna buy these things no matter what. But that's every day. That's till today now with things that are going. But it was interesting for me, because I felt like, hey, all my buddies are doing it, and my brothers are doing it. My parents supported it. So it was an interesting time. So I was learning, not knowing what I was learning at the time, that we could make a difference. We could make an impact and change of that would impact somebody 2,000 miles away that we had known nothing about.